Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Samech Amud Aleph, taking a look at the final Mishnah in Masechet Bechorot, again dealing with Maaser Behema, and we will be looking at the final podcast of the Masechet. Yatzu Shtayim Kachad, if two of the animals came out together, Monel Tam Shtayim Shtayim, meaning if they all come out in pairs, you count them as twos. Mana'anachad, if you count them as ones, meaning when two come out, you go one, two, or you count them two, four, like that. Mana'anachad, but if you counted each pair as one, chivasri mekukalin or mekudashim, different girsaot. That means that if you count them as one, then when you get to the one that you call five, which is numbers 9 and 10, they are, one of them is kadosh and one of them is quasi-kadosh. Karala Chiyasiri. Now, if they're coming out one at a time, but you messed up. If you call number 9, 10, Vlasiri Chi'i, and number 10, 9, Vlacharasar Siri, and then number 11, 10. Meaning, you called 9, 10, and you realized you made a mistake, so instead of correcting it, you went back and doubled the mistake by calling number 10, 9. And the next one you called 10, which is really number 11, Shloshan Mekudashin. All three are sanctified. Hachi'i Nechal Mumo. The ninth one is not brought as a korban, but it needs a mum to be eaten. Vasir Maser. The tenth one is straight Maser. Acharasar Krev Shlamim. And number 11 is brought as a Shlamim. Ve'oset Tmura. Divir Amir. Amir says, it can make a Tmura. So if you point to another animal and point to this number 11 and say, Zekazeh, it's also Kadosh. I'm reviewed of Achiesh Tmura Oset Tmura. Rabbi Yehuda's position is that number 11 is sort of a tmura. So how could a tmura make another tmura? Which it can't, as we'll see in Masechet Tmura. Amru Mishum Rameir. So Rameir's followers or students had an answer for Rabbi Yehuda. E loaya tmura. If number 11 was really a tmura, loaya karev, it wouldn't be brought at all, because tmurat maser ena karevah. So therefore, it can't be that it's a tmura, it must be something else. Now, if you called all three of them number 10, ain't a chadasar mekudash. The number 11 is not mekudash, as we saw invoked in the earlier sugya, ze'aklal, kozal akashem asirim menu, ain't a chadasar mekudash. If number 10 isn't called something else, meaning if the name 10 isn't removed from number 10, then number 11 is not mekudash, because you already called number 10, 10. All right. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Menan zugot zugot. If they come out in pairs, kinturan kinturan, or hundreds at a time, asiri leminyano kadosh, and you count them that way, I mean you count them in pairs or hundreds or whatever the number is, then the tenth one of your count is kadosh. What does that mean? Leminyano mai. Rav Mari amar leminyan shelo kadosh, meaning whatever you counted. So if you counted in pairs, and you counted each pair as number one, then your tenth pair is kadosh. The case in the Mishnah was saying you should count them as 2, 4, 6. But if you count them 1, 2, 3 of each pair, then your pair number 10 is Kadosh. He says, no, number 10 that comes out, meaning the second one of pair number 5, is Kadosh. Let's test this. If two came out together, then Mone artan shtaim shtaim. Then you count them as twos. Menanachad shivasri mekudashin or mekukalin. If you count them as one, then, meaning if you count each pair as one, then numbers 9 and 10 are messed up. So please find them on Linyan Shalom Kadosh. I understand, according to the first position of Mari, that Rabbi Yochanan meant, based on your count, that's Kadosh. Vishumachia with shivasri mekukalin. That's why number 9 and 10 are messed up. Because you're calling number 10, 9. And you're calling number 11, 10. In other words, when they're coming out, you're one off. That's the way they're picturing it. And therefore, you're calling number 10, 9, and number 11, 10. Minyan Bemotu Kadosh. But if you say, Rukov Kahana, they believe that you're basically calling by the right number. I'm talking about a case where you intended to have them come out in pairs, or hundreds, or whatever. But if they come out on their own that way, then, and this is how Rav Kana would answer it, then I don't think that your count is going to be defined, but it's the reality. Toshma, let's keep testing. When on the Mafreya, if you count them backwards, 10, 9, 8, like that, Asish Minyanu Kadosh. The number 10th count is Kadosh. Based on the Ma'an Minyan Be'motu Kadosh, the Rav Kahana comes out right, because even though you're calling it 1, it's Kadosh. Shaper, Elamando Aminyan Shalom Kadosh, but if you say it's based on your counting, Asiri Chad Karelei. The number 10, you called it 1. So Amarav Ha'avita Minyan Apaisar, Karel Asar Achad. Says the reason for that is because, evidently in ancient Farsi, the word Chad, which is 1, really means 10. So in a sense, you did say 10. All right. Then analyzing the Mishnah. Karel Chi Asiri 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 Asiri. So if you counted 10, 9, 10, all three are Kadosh. Tanu Rabbanan, let's test this. Let's check this. How do I know that's true? Talmud Lomar. V'chom asav akar batzon, kol asher vor tachar ha-shavet, ha-asiri ha-kodesh, the pasuk. Yachol, meaning the extra phrasing in there tells me that not only the number 10 is kadosh, but the one I call 10 is. Yachol, so maybe it extends even if I call number 8, 10, or 12, 10. Amarta, let's test this. Ho'il v'kadosh v'tahu tovin kadeshet. We said in the first line of that Tosefta, that Braita, that it can be Kadosh and its error could be Kadosh. Mahu enim kudash ala basamuch. The thing is only Kadosh on its own, meaning the thing that is itself. After Tom and Kadosh ala basamuch, so therefore the Ta'ut can only be one that's right next to itself, which is 9 or 11. I Ratanya Mahu Miyuchar Aftar Tom Miyuchar. We have a Braita that says, just like the Maaser is only one animal, so its mistake can only be one, which would be the number 9. So Tani Tana Kamen Rabbi Yochanan, Haman Rabbi Lozor Rabbi Shimon, that's what Lozor Rabbi Shimon, Tanya. So Rabbi Shimon Omer, Le'olam Ein Achadasar Kadosh, we saw this already. He says 11 is never Kadosh. Aji Shtok Bachi, the only way that could happen is if you say nothing at number 9, V'kala Asirichi, which means number 9 is not going to be a problem, you called number 10, 9, V'chadasar Asir, and then you called number 10, 11, 10. It's the only way 11 could be Kadosh. And therefore, it's only one single one. But he says you could never have three of them be kadosh, at most two. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Damar Ta'ut, what's his reason? So first of all, so Amar Rabbi Yehuda Damar Ta'ut Maser Tzmor Havei. So we saw in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when you make a mistake, one of these counting mistakes, the errant one is Tmurat Maser. So Amar Kavua, and he holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon Damar Ein Meimachozor Meimar. You can't do two Tmurat off one animal. So therefore, 11 can't be kadosh because number 9 is a tmur of 10, and then number 11 will be a tmur of 10. Amarava yatsushtai machii. If you counted through 8, and then 2 came out together as number 9, kran chii. If you called them both 9, asir v'chulin ravin zemazet. What do you have? You have a real maaser and chulin mixed together taruvot. And they have to wait for mum on both. Asiri, the 10th one is kadosh by itself. The chi, chika karulei. But number 9, you called 9, so it's not kadosh. You just don't know which one is which. Kran asiri, but if you called them both 10, one of them is 7, 8, 10. Asiri chi, muavin zemazen. Now we have a 10 and a 9 mixed together in both of them. Meaning that if you were to do, let's say, gizan avot on these, you would actually be chayev makot, because each one of them is kadosh. My time, asiri kakara lo talai, you call them both 10. So the real 10's kadosh, and the number 9 got called 10. Yatsushtaim, asiri vakan, asiri, let's say that you can't work this like number 9, and you call the next two 10, asiri vakharas from ravin zemazen. Now you have a 10 and a kadosh 11 mixed. If you call them 11, just like 9, if you called them both 9, you called them both 11, then you have the real 10, and chulin. So why do I have the case of 10 and 11 and 10 and 9, calling them both 9, calling them both 11? After all, they are basically the same case. The answer is it's teaching you that when they come out together, they're both kadosh. And the chiddush is that even with the 11, if you call them both 10, that they're both kadosh, and we don't say that the number 11 in there isn't kadosh because number 10 didn't have its 10 off of it because they came out together. That's the report. Rav Kana repeated this shmua. Rav Ashi turned to Rav Kana and said, wait a second. Number 10 got called number 10, so number 11 shouldn't be kadosh at all. You should have chulin and maser together. Unless number 10 loses its number, 11 is not kadosh. So his answer was, Hanimidu b'zachar zeh. That's only if they come out one after the other. In that case, then we say that number 11, number 10 has to have lost his number. But Rav Kana says if they come out together, they kodesh together. Rashi turns around and says, wait a second. Coming out sequentially and that requirement is explicit. If you call them 10, 10, 10, number 11 is not kodesh. And then Zaklal, the rule that's stated at the end of the Mishnah, what's that adding in? Isn't it coming to tell you, even if they come out together, number 11 isn't kadosh, if number 10 kept its number? Well, it's there to conclude even a case where 10 came out and you said nothing. Not when you called it something else. You said nothing. Meaning, silence is not an akira. Silence, just you didn't say anything. As opposed to calling it something else. If you don't agree with that, watch this brighter. If two of them came out as number 10, one was number 9, and then two came out together, and neither one came out first, you both call them both number 10, which means that you have an acharasar here, but they're kadosh. But number 10 didn't lose its name. This is Rav Kana saying, you see that when they come out together, you don't need a kirat shem. So, imishumha, Rav Ashi, or somebody on his behalf could answer, lo yiria, that doesn't prove anything. This is a case where one of them jumped out first. Kayacharasa, you called it 11. And then it went back and mixed in. And then when the two of them came out together, one of them had come out earlier, you called them 11. You called them both 10. That you would say it lost its number 10 because you called it 11 before. How can you say that's the Ukimta? The brightness said one didn't come out before the other. So Milo Kadam, what does that mean? The Hadar Yaruf. What does it mean to say one didn't come out before the other? Because they got remixed together and one in the final analysis wasn't coming out first. All right, Uchman de lo Karebi. All of this follows against Rebbe. The Rebbe Amar Chanasalavi Akira. Rebbe said, if you call something 11, that's not an Akira. The only way it's an Akira is to call it 9. After the Timur Rebbe, Kamar Rebbe Echadi Lebe Motuva. He said, you know when Rebbe says that calling something a Chanasar is not an Akira? That's when you have a lot of animals. Why? When Chadi Sura Kamar, because we say when you said a Chanasar, what you really meant is not 11, but that's a 10. There's a group of 10. Chad Asar. Hacha delay the Bemotre, but our case is where there aren't a lot of animals. And therefore, when you said a Chad Asar, it is an Akira. My Rebbe, where did Rebbe say this? Titania. Karab Asiri, Chad Asar, the Chad Asar Asiri. If you call number 10, 11, and number 11, 10, ain't a Chad Asar Kadosh. Divi Rebbe, Rebbe says, not the number 11 one that you call 10, that's not Kadosh. Why? Because calling number 10, 11 is not an Akira. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Chad Asar Kadosh. He disagrees. Call up Rebbe. What's Rebbe's rule? If you didn't take number 10 off, meaning if you didn't avoid mentioning number 11, then 11 is not kadosh. So this could be a case where you have a lot of animals. And therefore, when you said achadasar, you really meant achadasar, meaning it sounds like you said there's a 10. And therefore, it's not an Akira. And that's why the next one is Kadosh. Okay. Yatsu Shnayim Basiri. Let's say that you have one, and 9, and then two come out together. Tanachada Yiru. One version is that both of them have to graze and get a mum. Tanachada Yakrivi. You can bring both as korbanot. Na'ida Chimutu. And a third writer says they have to die. Have to be killed. Put them in a pen in a locked room with no food. So Lokash, how do we answer them? Nobody's disagreeing. Hadatana Yiru, Rabbanani, that's following the Rabbanan. Tami Enuvin Kotchele Tapsul. The Rabbanan have a position that we do not want to generate a circumstance where Kotchim are going to come to Beit Tapsul. So Rashi says what it means here is that if we offer these two Korbanot and with the Chaz of Ashok and everything else, there may not be enough people to eat it. So it's a Notar problem. V'hadatani yakrivu, and the bright says yakrivu is Rabbi Shimon. Amar mvin kotzvet apsul. You bring korbanot, and if they end up being notar, they're notar. V'hadatani yamutu, who's that? Rabbi Yehuda. Tamratot maser tmura, because he says, remember that in one of these errant counts, which is the focus of the sugya, is tmura. So Rabbi Yehuda tmura maser meta, and his position is tmura maser has to die. So Rabbi Yehuda tmura maser meta really holds that, but not. I'm rumishim rameir ilu ayat tmura lo ayat karev. In our mishnah, they responded to Rabbi Yehuda by saying, if that was really a tmura, it wouldn't be brought as an offering. So Rabbi Yehuda sover karev. So obviously Rabbi Yehuda says it is karev. He just says he can't make a tmura. Maybe Rabbi Meir is just speaking on his own behalf, but Rabbi Yehuda would disagree. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says the only difference between an 11 mistake and a regular shlamim is its ability to make a tmura on something else. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. Kudosh the karev, who the lohavin, it can't make something else tmura, you goof a karev, but it is brought. If you add the Tanya, and we have a bright in Torat Kohanim, in Min HaBakar, at the beginning of Shlamim, the Rabot Acharas saw the Shlamim, that number 11 is called a Shlamim, the 11 mistake is a Shlamim. I think even number 9 is, when does Hekdesh have its effect? Before itself or after itself? Only afterwards, like a Tmura. And Stam Sifra Mani, what's the non- stated attribution of Sifra of Torah Kohanim, it's Rabbi Yehuda. So clearly Rabbi Yehuda sees, we see a source in Torah Kohanim, we see in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, you do offer up the number 11. El Tegel Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Abba, come to Rabbi Yochanan, he gave a different explanation. What's the opinion that says we kill them? B'maser b'zman hazeh askinan. It's b'zman hazeh, when we don't take maser b'maser, so if you did, and you have this mistake, a 2 came out as 10, because b'zman hazeh you can't do anything with them, and while they're waiting around, somebody may shear them, or work them, or eat them without a mum. Yachim ayiri trei, then what do you need 2? Afilu chadnami. That should be the rule, even if there's 1. Because we say we don't take maser b'zman hazeh because of that. That was the very beginning of our parak. The answer is, we're saying something less obvious. Certainly when there's only 1, to late pseida, you don't have a big loss. You lost 1 animal. So okay, that you kill. How about trekev and afishi pseida? Since with 2 animals, there's much more of a financial loss. Why don't we just let them sit around? They'll get a moon and you could eat them. So kamash malan that we don't. Eat mar. We end the Masechet with this piece. If you send the Shaliach out and say, go take Maaser, and it's tied up with this whole issue of error and countings, Rav Papi Mishveda Rav Amar, Karala Chi Asiri, if he messes up and calls number 9-10, Kadosh. Well, Lachadas Asiri, but if he calls number 11-10, Eino Kadosh. Why? Because number 9, he's just going to have to wait around for a moom, so he'll get to eat it a little later. But number 11 would have to be a korban. He'll have to give chaziv a shok, and that's a loss he wasn't willing to incur. And so therefore the shlichut doesn't count, and his actions don't count. You can't take maaser from somebody else's flock without their permission. Papa Mari disagrees and says, afilu karala chi'i asiri eno kadosh. Even if you call number 9-10, it's not kadosh. Ta amale litkunish tartich v'lo la'avti. Because you say to the shaliach, I sent you to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. You messed up. So my shalom yad nanom eshluchot seyot trom tom gerat balabayit v'en adev v'en adev v'en balabayit v'en 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 v'en. The famous mission Trumot about shlichut, if you send a shaliach to take truma from your grain, he should be torem gerat balabayit. Remember, mita oraita, truma is any amount. Mita rabbanan, it's 2%, but a generous person gives 1/40th, and a stingy person gives 1/60th. So now, you should give, if you're shaliach, based on what the dispatcher normally gives. If you don't know, you go for the middle, which is 1/50th. But if you gave less or more, it's still valid. So why, if he messes up here, is it not valid? The answer is pretty obvious. Some people are really generous with the truma, some people are really stingy. He legitimately says, I thought you were that kind of guy. But here, it's just a mistake. Counting, nobody deliberately counts number 10, 9, or number 11, 10. You shouldn't have made such a mistake. And therefore, the shlichut is canceled, according to Rav Papa, in any case. Congratulations, Yashu Kochachem, and Yishar Chelenu L'Oraita to all of us who have successfully completed our study of Masachet Bechorot. We will pick up with our study of Masachet Arachin in the next podcast. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day. Yishar Chelenu L'Oraita.